Whether you have been homeschooling for a while or you're just looking into starting your homeschool journey, one thing that's bound to cross your mind at some point is, am I failing my kid? Do I have what it takes to be their teacher? Especially when your kid is struggling in an area of their schooling. When they are struggling with grades or on a certain subject matter, you might start doubting that you are giving them the best education. Today, I'm going to be talking all about the mindset shift that you need to make as a homeschool mom in order to feel good and confident moving forward in your homeschool journey and providing the best education possible for your kiddo. It's gonna be a good one. Let's jump into it. Do you want to homeschool your kids, but fear is holding you back? Have you already committed to homeschooling, but you want validation that you made the right choice? Do you want to work from home, but you aren't sure you can do it all? How would it feel to walk confidently in your homeschool journey, knowing you're doing what's best for your family? If you are worried that you won't be able to juggle working from home with kiddos running around, I'm here to show you what's possible. And how to do it in a way that feels good to both you and your family. Hey guys, I'm Jolie Gregerson, wife, mom to three young kiddos, coffee lover, and entrepreneur. And I want to show you the freedom that comes from homeschooling without being chained down by traditional public school and work schedules. I never want a mom to not pursue homeschooling because of overwhelm, confusion, and lack of support, which is where this podcast comes in. No matter what point in your homeschool journey you're on, you're in the right place. So grab a coffee and let's jump in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy to have you guys here. I hope that you guys had an incredible weekend and that your week is great. We actually spent the weekend camping with family, and it was just great. It was nice and relaxing. God blessed us with wonderful weather, and we just had a great time being out in the sunshine all day long. The kids were outside from the moment they woke up to the moment they went to bed, and we just love that type of thing. We were just really cherishing it and just thanking God for the great weather, because Lord knows that is what I needed. I'm excited to jump into this episode because I feel like it's something that is going to come up at one point in your homeschool journey, whether you have been homeschooling for a long time or you're in the very beginning stages. This kind of mindset is common. It's something that a lot of moms cause a lot of moms to question themselves on and kind of puts doubt in their mind, or just plants seeds of doubt. That way, down the road, then those seeds are planted. And when you dump some more doubt on it, it's just something that can easily take off. And it's more like a weed. It's not a great seed, it's a weed. And so we do not want to plant those seeds of doubt. And we want to be able to change our mindset about something. And it's really good to go in to, well, I think from a mindset perspective, it's really good to be equipped before the scenario happens. That way you know, okay, I know all about this. I knew that this was coming at some point, but this does not define me. This does not mean I'm a failure. And this is how I need to change my mindset and do that shift. And in homeschooling, there is going to be a lot of different areas where you can get seeds of doubt. And we all know it's true. That's why they say homeschooling is so hard and why a lot of moms question what they're doing. I think throughout your homeschool journey, you're going to have moments of questioning whether you're doing what's best for your kiddo. Obviously, we are so involved in our kids' lives. We are mothers. We want what's best for them. And so if there's anything that's coming up that makes us question it, or if we have enough of those doubt seeds planted in us, then it can really start to grow a nasty weed garden, which takes over your headspace and kind of clutters your vision. and makes it hard to see all the beauty in your journey. If you are getting enough seeds of doubt and you're not doing the mindset shifts to fix it, or at least to acknowledge it and acknowledge it is not the truth, because fear does not come from God. So if you are listening to fear, you are listening to the wrong voice, and you are going to hear me saying that time and time again, because I truly believe that is the reality. And that doesn't stop those seeds of doubt from popping into your mind in the first place. And you can't control that. They're going to pop in. You're going to have times when you doubt what you're doing. But it's your choice on whether or not to believe the lie or to shift your mindset and really embrace the truth. So like I said, there's so many different areas of homeschooling that moms might feel insecure or start to get those seeds of doubt planted in them. But today, the one that we are covering is if your child is struggling on a subject or in the routines of school or in grades, whatever it be, if your child is struggling in their education, does not mark you as a failure. So for an example, if your kid is struggling in one of their subjects, and this is if you use curriculum, you kind of use the grading system in your school to kind of track where they're at. I know there's a lot of homeschool mamas out there that choose to not grade their kids' work, or at least not show them that they're grading it, or they just don't believe in the grading system at all. And if that's the case, then it'll be actually a little bit easier for you. But for those of us who will use a certain grading system, so I will kind of do like a hybrid of that, to where their education is not going to be riding on a grade for me. And this is because one of the glories, I think, of homeschooling is that they don't have to have those labels so blatantly pushed in their face, the grade levels or what they're getting as a grade. You can structure it more like, okay, I'm using the grades so I can see where we're struggling, and then I can help you better in that area. But it's not having them be like, oh, I'm dumb because I got a C. It's like, okay, here's some areas where we got this wrong. Now I'm going to be able to better help you because we can see where there's any holds on where you might not be understanding. And so there's ways to use the grading system and grade your child's work without it labeling them a certain way. But I will dive into that in an entire different episode. Don't want to go on another tangent. But if you do use a grading system of any sort, one thing that's common for moms is to kind of grade themselves based on how their kid is doing. So if their kid is really struggling in an area and they can see that they're missing a lot, not getting the answers right, they're not sure that they're really understanding it, or they're just really struggling more than they thought they would, it's common for moms to kind of put that grade as their identity as a teacher. So if their kid is failing, they assume they're failing as a teacher. So if their kid got a C, they assume they're doing a C job as a teacher. Or if their kid is totally flunking in something, they assume they're flunking as a teacher. And it's just this vicious cycle where we expect our kids to do well in every single subject. And it's because we're there to see all of the subjects. And we assume that they should be doing great in all of them. And in all honesty, that's not the case even in the public school. There are plenty of kids in the public school who fall through the cracks, or they do not do well in a certain subject. And we all know that because they wear that label even into adulthood. I always talk to people who will say things like, I am terrible at math, And they just believe that for the rest of their lives because of they were labeled as really struggling in that area in school. And that sticks with them for life. And it's common in the public school. It's common in homeschool. Your kids are going to have strengths and they're going to have weaknesses. And you shouldn't determine whether your kid is getting straight A's as your success metric, because you are gonna most likely be end up being disappointed or put way too much pressure on your kid. And I'm not saying you don't put pressure on your kid at all to keep doing their best and learning. But one of the things that we're gonna be talking about on this podcast is creating lifelong learners and cultivating the homeschool environment in a way where your kid likes to learn. And to do that, we need to not throw water on a fire and take away that flame for a certain subject or just your kid's self-esteem in general. And if you are hearing any of this and you're thinking to yourself, I wish she would just elaborate on that a little more, I'm trying to stick on topic a little better than I have been in the other videos, or not videos, the other podcasts. And don't worry, I am going to elaborate on all of these points in future podcast episodes. Like I've said, I just have a ton of passion about all of these different subjects boiling inside of me, ready to be overflown. And I will mention things as they're relevant to the topic I'm talking about. But if you ever find yourself like, ooh, that's interesting, I wish you would expand on that, most likely it is on the list for a future podcast episode. So rest assured in that and make sure you follow this podcast so you don't miss any of those. But yeah, basically you cannot use your child's grade as your success metric. We as homeschool parents want more for our kids than just a grade. Like I said, we are trying to create lifelong learners and give them an education that is just rich and interactive and challenges them in different ways than just test taking, because we all know there's different skills as far as education goes, different learning styles, test taking being one of them. So test taking should not be the only success metric for how your child is learning, because maybe your child's retention is way better, or maybe they're a better critical thinker. Your kid could be very gifted in other learning styles, but maybe their test skills are just not showing that. There's so many different variables on how your kid's education is and how we are going to craft it in order to really cultivate the best learning style for your individual child. Because that is the glory of homeschooling, is that you can tailor the education to fit your individual child, which we all know is lacking in the public school because no fault of their own, but they have a large classroom. They do not have time to go through and really just give each kid one-on-one time. That is why they have to rely strictly on tests and things like that, because there's no better way, or there might be, but no one else has come up with it yet in the public school. But in order to really make sure, just at a glance, people are keeping up with their work and understanding, tests are obviously the go-to because they have such large capacity of kids that they have to go through. And because they have so many kids, they're not able to tailor their teaching style or the lessons or the curriculum to match each individual kid's learning style. And that's the glory of homeschooling, is you can. And in a future episode, I'm going to be diving into how you as a homeschool mom can fill the cracks or the holes in education better than that in a standard classroom in a public school. And that should give you a lot of confidence. So be on the lookout for that podcast episode coming out in the future. But you have to go into your homeschool journey knowing that your kid, whether they're homeschooled, whether they're public schooled, whether they go to a private school, whether they do online school, whatever they do, they're going to have their strengths and weaknesses, and I'm sure you can attest to that. In school, you probably had strengths and weaknesses. Your best friend probably had different strengths and weaknesses. Your favorite subject might have been your best friend's least favorite subject. It's just human nature. We have our strengths, we have our weaknesses, we have our interests, and different things play into how you do. And if those aren't aligning, so maybe your kid just isn't interested in the subject, so of course they're not giving it as much of an effort as the thing they are super interested in. So there's just so much to it, and there's so many variables that you just need to trust that just because your child is struggling in a certain area in your homeschool journey doesn't mark you as a failure. And I always say I never want a mom to not homeschool due to overwhelm, confusion, and lack of support. And confusion and overwhelm, those would both be triggered by this seed of doubt of thinking that your role and your identity as a teacher is based strictly off your kids' grade levels or the grades they're getting or their performance in each subject. So being able to shift that train of thought to be like, no, even in the public school, because that's our go-to, right? When we're homeschooling, our go-to thought is, oh my gosh, would the public school be better at teaching my kid this? You just need to train yourself to think, no, even in the public school, there are plenty of kids who are struggling in certain subjects or struggling in school as a whole. And I know I was homeschooled and my husband was public schooled. And recently we were with all of his high school friends and at a big dinner thing. And they were all talking about the terrible grades that they got. And some of them obviously got great grades, but a lot of them were like, oh yeah, I barely skated through in that class. Oh, I barely passed that one. And that's just life. Obviously, some of them excelled in all their classes, and some of them really struggled in areas. It's just each individual kid, and it doesn't mean that you are a bad teacher. So, whether you are in your homeschool journey or you are looking into homeschooling, know that this seed of doubt is going to pop up at some point when your child is struggling, of you thinking, oh my gosh, maybe I'm failing them, maybe I should send them to public school. All of these thoughts are going to pop in at one point or another, and just rest assured that you are a great teacher. The fact you're listening to this podcast means you really care and you are trying to better yourself and trying to learn more and expand your knowledge and be the best teacher and mom you can be. So the fact that you are even here means you care and you are trying to do what's best for your kid. And the fact you care so much and you're trying so hard to keep expanding your knowledge shows that you are an equipped teacher, because you care way more about your student than a teacher does any of her students in the classroom, because you are also their mom. And so you can rest assured that nobody else on the planet would care as much about how your kid is doing and whether they're thriving or not as you do. I hope that this episode gave you some encouragement for the future or equipped you with another skill or mindset shift that you can make when this doubt pops up in your own homeschool journey. Okay, you guys, that's it for today's episode. I hope this filled you with encouragement or equipped you with the knowledge to move forward confidently in your homeschool journey. The best way you can show your support is by leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. This expands my reach and allows me to impact more moms who need the encouragement in their own homeschool journey. also sharing this with all your homeschool mom friends out there. My goal is to make Find Freedom Homeschooling the number one podcast for Christian homeschool moms, and I need your help to do it. I'll see you guys in the next episode.